Always Evolving is brought to you by Cast Centers, which is a company and organization very close to me. I founded Cast Centers over 17 years ago. We provide the best evidence-based practices for therapy, mental health, addiction. Anytime you're struggling or you have a loved one who is struggling, make sure you go to our website at www.castcenters.com. C-A-S-T centers.com. Give us a call. We're here to help. We'll help you with a free assessment, and let's get your mental health on track. I'm drinking some Gatorade to stay hydrated so I can talk to you about something different today. First, I want to let you know, if you listened to last week's podcast episode, I talked about self-care and how I got this thing on my face called microneedling, and I had never done it before. Although I love self-care, I should have looked at what the post-care looked like, because my face was bloody. It was a giant sunburn, and it lasted for about 4 days. Although it feels a bit fresher today, but would highly recommend, if you do something like I did, that maybe you look at what the recovery is like. I've made that mistake many times. I get too excited because a friend of mine says, wow, this is really amazing. So it's the summer now. We are in the summer, and summer is going to go by, and your life is going to go by. And before you know it, it is going to be a new year, and the next year, and the next year, and life happens. And the great thing about life is there's infinite things that we can do on this planet. One of those things that I'm going to be doing this summer is I'm doing 3 jiu-jitsu tournaments. I'm now a blue belt. You may know that I do jiu-jitsu. I have fell in love with it actually during COVID of all times. First time I did it was in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Didn't think I really loved jiu-jitsu. I tried it once a year for the past, 7-8 years. And jiu-jitsu is a martial arts where you go against an opponent, and there are some rules of what you can and can't do. You can't punch someone in the private spot. You can't pull hair. But essentially, the winner either wins by a point system, which shows dominance, or the other person taps because they may have their arm soon to be broken, or their toe broken, or foot broken, or knee, or they may be choked out to the point where they pass out, so they tap, and then the winner goes on to the next round. Now, it's a bit of a odd hobby to pick up for someone in their 40s, I suppose, but isn't really every hobby that we pick up in life a little odd, no matter what age we pick them up at? I also am creating my first animated video, my first animated self-help video that basically is shit I wish I knew as a kid, and where I tell different stories. I've talked about a little bit on previous podcast episodes. But that I'm doing for my own enjoyment. I'll be sharing that on social media. And again, it's something I've never done before, is wrote my own little script, hired someone to do the animation, worked on all the details, and come out with something. And hobbies are things that make us feel so good. And a lot of people that I sit down with, when I ask them, what do you wish you were doing more of in your life, or you had done in the past? Everyone has an answer, whether it was they wish they took art classes, or they wish they traveled more, or they wish they spent more time with certain people. And so this is kind of a wake-up call for you this summer to really live your life and to plan to do things that you want to do, because summer is going to be over soon. It hasn't even started, but it's going to be over soon. And unless you start planning today of what you're going to do this summer, you may end up in kind of that COVID fog where one day turns into next, and all of a sudden we're going to be in the fall again. You can pick up any new hobby. So I want you to think, what is currently not on your calendar, but you wish it was? Something that's possible to put on your calendar. Something you really enjoy doing, something you wanted to try, Because just because you've done it one time with one person doesn't mean you can't enjoy doing it with another one. Sometimes people want to take cooking classes. They've lived in cities and haven't checked out their favorite place they went to when they were younger. What is it that you can add to your calendar this summer so it's memorable? So by the end of it, you feel a little more fulfilled, a little more at peace, proud of yourself. We all have something. That something for me is doing these jiu-jitsu tournaments and pushing myself. I travel for them. I've only done one tournament before. I'm now a blue belt. I'm going to be competing against other blue belts, guys who have been doing it much longer than myself. So I've started preparing. I've started training. I've started eating a certain type of way.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I'm not a professional fighter, nor will I ever be. But I'm really getting into the spirit of here's how you eat clean. Here's how you get a good night's sleep. Here's the type of drills I need to do. Here's how I could become more flexible. Because I love to push myself. When I'm not doing something that forces me to grow, I can get a little bored. I can feel a little stagnant. Another thing that I mentioned is I'm creating an animated video, my first animated video. It's a short one. It's called The Cloud. And that's going to be coming out this summer. I'm also going to continue and step back into Portuguese lessons. So when I come out with this Cloud video, I'm going to do one of these in Portuguese. And I've communicated with an instructor in Brazil who's going to be helping me translate my Cloud video. So I can do it in Portuguese. None of these things make me money. None of these things I've mentioned make me money. And none of these things I have to do with friends. None of these things I have to wait around for it. And many of the things I mentioned are pretty inexpensive. Even me hiring an animator, I went through different websites and I think I have someone in like Pakistan who's helping me. Because the labor that you can get there is way more affordable. I can't afford to do animation in the US. This is very, very expensive. So I would encourage you this summer, add to your life something new, something you've wanted to do, something you thought about doing, and you know what it is. Sophia, what would you do this summer? Sophia does my audio here. What's one thing you could add to your summer? Play volleyball at the beach or in? Join a recreational league. You've always wanted to do it. Are you down to do it? Well, then do it. You might. Now she might. She went from she's going to do it to she might. But at the end of the day, the summer's going to go by and there's that one thing. that's authentic to you. And that's all I wanted to talk to you about today is summer has started. Add something to your schedule. It doesn't need to be abundantly complicated, but do something that feels good for you and something that you love. And until next time, keep it magical.